Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Because there's been a lot of people that think that Notre Dame does not have a chance against Georgia. But if there's one thing that Notre Dame needs to do well to beat the Georgia Bulldogs, what does that one thing have to be?
Stop the run. We've been kind of poor. So you got some good bookends for pass rush. Got a good safety crew. But we lost a lot on our D-line and linebackers last year. So we got to stop that run, man. And that's what's one of the things that Georgia does best is run the ball up the middle. And then we also got to run the ball. We've been pass happy lately. I don't know if you're trying to get Ian Book a, first round grade or whatever, but we have a pretty solid offensive line. Even though we lost a lot on the offensive line as well. I mean, they're being strong and they've been in the system. And we got some very capable running backs. So hopefully we get some of our key people back that have been injured or they sit out last week against New Mexico. And we control the line of scrimmage on both sides.
Alan, from my perspective, now I don't dislike Georgia. I'm not a Georgia fan. Everybody on the listeners of the program knows that where I went to school. I went to Nebraska, and everybody understands that. But so I kind of view this somewhat dispassionately, but I'm obviously going to lean one way. One thing I am certain I know about Georgia, another I'm pretty sure that I know about Georgia. The one thing that I'm certain I know about Georgia is that every year Georgia has that game that for whatever reason it just decides not to show up. Now, I don't think that's going to be this week, but that happens every year. And can they survive that game where suddenly it just they're not there for some reason or another? The thing I'm pretty sure of is I think, Alan, that Georgia is the best team in the nation. They're better than Clemson. They're better than Alabama. They're more complete. Having said that, if they show up and they're more complete, what is the area that Notre Dame attacks when you think about Ian Book? How do they attack that Georgia defense? I mean, do they do it through, you say run the ball, but do they have to have trick plays? Do they have to have short fields? What do they have to do to try to attack that Georgia defense?
Man, like I said earlier, it's just controlling the trenches. You can't be afraid of stalling at the beginning of the game. Notre Dame, for the first couple of games, they started out slow and then picked it up as the game went on. I don't think we can do that in this game because this game can get out of control quickly. So we got to come out with a little bit more fire, rise to the occasion, and try to up-tempo their tempo, meaning that if they're at a level, try to go to a notch higher. Yeah, on paper, man, they can beat the Miami Dolphins right now on paper. And in my opinion, they should have won the national championship the last 2 years, give or take with Clemson last year, because that was just a crazy scenario that they kind of had everything going. But I was at that national championship game against Alabama. There's no way they should have lost that game. And that was just a bad year for Atlanta, as you know what happened in the Super Bowl. But on paper, they have had talent after talent after talent. And you see a lot of those guys go into the NFL and play well also. So if you look at it, we have no chance. But I remember, playing the number 5 team in the country, oh so long ago, and they had this guy by the name of Keyshawn Johnson there. And we put a pretty nice little whipping on them as well. So whether they underestimated us, whether they didn't come to play, nobody cares about that. The only thing they put in the paper is wins and losses.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.